There's no place like the West Side Market. I don't care who you meet, where they're from, whatever state, and I always ask them, do you have anything like this? Do you have this? And like, we have nothing like this. Absolutely nothing like it. This is a special place. It's a very special place. Yes.
We get whole cattle in a week, sometimes two, depending on the week. And we also get fresh pork. Every morning he gets up 4:30 to come to this market to cut up a cow and to cut up fresh pork for our windows.
Have came through generation after generation. I was able, when I walked in here in 1979, I was blessed to work with some of the old-time vendors that were here from the 30s, who their generation before them were families of people who originally started this market, which is really cool.
I was trying to figure out, in 25 years, I figured he probably cut up 3,000 cattle. At this stand, he's probably done about another 1,000 with other people in the market. And we have a total of 7 children. Over the summer, we lost one of our sons, tragically. And we were closed for 2 months, all of July, all of August. And because of great customers, we were back in business. You know, we were able to take the time that we needed to grieve and try to just figure out how we're going to keep going. You know, our son had autism. So in honor of Orion, we're selling Jim's Meats t-shirts. 100% of the proceeds are going to go, they're $25, for autism awareness.
I've met a lot of politicians. I've met Edward Kennedy. But, you know, we've met, like, Kevin Bacon. We've met sports figures and all that. But the one that really, I was working on an off, like, a Wednesday, it was slow. And when there was nobody in the market, really. And I seen somebody walk through the door, and he had a tall, blonde young lady with him. And I was thinking, wow, is that who I think it is here? And nobody, he probably blew his mind that I knew who he was. It was Tony Randall, and he walked right up to me, and I was like, Mr. Randall, how are you? And I just looked at me, and he said hello to me, and I was talking to him like as close as I am to you.
You ever meet the president? I just see a drawing. I think that's him.
Not of Trump, but we met Obama. Obama came through the market, and I got pictures with Obama.
Nice.
They shut the market down for that, too.
I think I remember hearing about
that. I just got out of the building when they shut it down to go get the kids off the bus, or I would have been stuck. We're very grateful for what we have, and you make what you put into your business, they'll eventually hopefully figure things out that they don't lose this gem, because it would be detrimental to the city if they lost this.
We don't complain about anything because we know what we do. We take care of what we have and we pay attention to what we do. That's it. And we want everybody else to succeed too, because we all need to be, and we are, we're like a big family. You know, we take care of one another. If anybody needs anything, anybody can ask anybody in here, and we're going to help you.